I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to seek U.S. ownership of the Gaza Strip and move out its population has found a sympathetic ear in Israel. However, AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Trump's plan is causing alarm across much of the region, with Egypt especially critical.
Egyptian officials say they already have launched a diplomatic initiative. They're trying to rally opposition to the plan behind the scenes. They are warning that Egypt's historic peace agreement with Israel, 45 years old, could be in danger if this plan moves forward.
That's AP's Joe Fetterman reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an order that blocks officials from the International Criminal Court from entering the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
President Donald Trump has signed an order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court for its investigations of Israel. The sanctions include stopping ICC officials from entering the U.S. The court issued an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his actions toward Palestinians in Gaza following the October 2023 Hamas attack against Israel. Trump says the ICC's actions set a dangerous precedent. Neither the United States nor Israel are members of the International Criminal Court or recognize it. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Trump administration's Justice Department has disbanded a Biden-era program aimed at seizing the assets of Russian oligarchs as a means to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The move to disband Task Force Klepto Capture is one of several moves undertaken by the Justice Department under the new leadership of Attorney General Pam Bondi. The department also ended the Foreign Influence Task Force, which was established in the first Trump administration to police campaigns staged by Russia and other nations aimed at sowing discord, undermining democracy, and spreading disinformation. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is set to meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Friday. Japanese officials say they want to reaffirm the U.S.-Japan alliance and build strong personal ties between Ishiba and Trump. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Some in Japan question why Ishiba is meeting Trump right now at all. Instead, they ask, why not stay off Trump's radar as long as possible? Others argue it's better to be proactive, in part to protect against any future strains in the alliance. Miyako Nakabayashi is a former Japanese lawmaker.
Some people say that don't wake up sleeping baby, but you have to take a risk if you want to have a better relationship.
It's the same dynamic facing virtually every U.S. ally as Trump again pursues his America First approach to the world. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the Russian-Ukraine war.
Ukrainian forces struck an airfield in southern Russia that was being used to launch Iran-designed Shahed drones, according to Ukraine's general staff. The nighttime attack on the airfield in Russia's Krasnodar region started a fire, the general staff wrote on Facebook. The facility houses and fires drones and maintains aircraft used to attack Ukraine's Kherson and Zaporizhia border region. The Russian Defense Ministry reported downing Ukrainian drones over Krasnodar, but it didn't say where or mention the airfield. I'm Karen Chalmers.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa appeared to respond to threats from U.S. counterpart Donald Trump by saying in his annual speech to the nation that his country would not be bullied. Trump has said he would cut all funding to South Africa over a new land expropriation law. Ramaphosa went on to say,
"We are concerned about the potential impact of the decision by the United States government to suspend some of its funding for HIV and TB programs in African countries for 90 days. Now, this funding that we get accounts for about 17% of our country's HIV spend."
South Africa was criticized this week by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who said he would not attend an upcoming G20 summit in Johannesburg because South Africa is doing very bad things. Rebels who captured a major city in eastern Congo have sought to reassure its residents about their safety. The rebels held a rally at a stadium in Goma Thursday that was part of the efforts by the M23 rebel group to shore up public support, even though it faces growing international pressure. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.